AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden is proposing new rules meant to push insurance companies to increase coverage of mental health treatments.
For all those brave enough and strong enough to seek help, and I mean that, brave enough and strong enough to seek help, we have to do better. Together, I know we will.
Julie Walker has more.
The Mental Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act requires that insurers provide the same level of coverage for both mental and physical health care. The rules, if finalized, would force insurers to study patient outcomes to ensure the benefits are administered equally, taking into account their provider network and reimbursement rates and whether prior authorization is required for care. I'm Julie Walker.
A federal judge has blocked the administration's limits on asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. They deny asylum to migrants who arrive without first applying online or seeking protection in the country they pass through. The Justice Department immediately appealed the order and asked for it to be put on hold. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Republicans may launch an impeachment inquiry of President Biden over unproven allegations of financial wrongdoing. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
I'm not going to get into what the House Republicans may or may not do. What I can speak to is what the president is focused on. He's focused on real priorities that the American families care about.
Meantime, Hunter Biden is expected in court to formally strike a plea agreement on tax and gun charges that will likely spare him time behind bars. In weather news, Phoenix continues to bake. Temperatures again hit 110 and kept going today, 26 days and counting. Meanwhile, the water temperature on the tip of Florida has hit hot tub levels, topping 100 degrees 2 days in a row. Scientists note the hot water has bleached and killed some coral in what had been one of the Florida Keys' most resilient reefs. This is AP News. A New York gynecologist has been sentenced to decades in prison. Lisa Dwyer has the story.
64-year-old Robert Haddon, a gynecologist who sexually abused at least 245 patients for over two decades at prestigious New York hospitals, has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. Several dozen of Haddon's accusers were in the courtroom for his sentencing. Among them was Liz Hall, who said she found Haddon's expression of regret hollow. As she teared up trying to speak with reporters, she said she hopes her efforts and the efforts of others help inspire other victims of sexual abuse to come forward as well.
Anyone else's voice from today and get the courage to speak out.
Judge Richard M. Berman said that the case was like none he'd seen before and involved outrageous, horrific, and depraved sexual abuse. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Thanks, Lisa. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.